102.9 KBLX, the soul of the Bay. It's Sterling James. Good morning. It's time for KBLX Cares, where we shine the light on people and organizations who empower, enlighten, and serve you, our dear KBLX family. And today we are shining the light on the Tri-City NAACP. Please welcome President Jonicon George. Mr. George, hello.
Hello, Sterling. How are you
this
morning?
Very well. Thank you for being here. And Political Actions Chair, you're going to have to explain that one to me, Mr. Troy Finley. Hello, Troy.
How you doing, Sterling?
Good. So it's the oldest and the boldest,
absolutely,
NAACP, but yes, you serve Tri-City. So let our KBLX family know whom you serve and how, please. And put your phone down, Mr. George. What are you doing? You're looking at notes, you're taking pictures.
That's what happens when you have a smoothie and nothing of substance in the morning. Tri-City, we serve Fairfield, Suisun, and Vacaville in Solano County. Each branch focuses on their own particular area depending on the size. We happen to be each city. I don't even know how we ended up with all three cities because Fairfield is pretty much comparable to Vallejo, but Suisun and Vacaville, I guess, population-wise, we took in all of those. So.
Kind of absorbed all three
of
them.
Kind of, you know, because of the black population and so on and so forth, you know, I guess we get all three to handle, which is fun.
And how do you serve all three, gentlemen?
The work of the NAACP is done through committees. And as you said, Troy here is our committee chair for political actions. We have well over 10 different committees, and there's some that we really focus on that we feel that are really important in our community. Being education is one, again, political action with this being an election year. And then there's also things like legal redress when we have someone that feel they was discriminated against or their civil rights was being violated. Then our legal redress committee would address those issues. So, yeah, our work is done through volunteers and committees.
All right. And so if I can just look at some of the standing committees that you have. Political action, you mentioned, was one.
Yes.
Troy, do you want to hit us with some of the other ones? Legal redress.
We have legal redress, education, youth council, communications, religious affairs, health, and community coordination. One of the other ones is armed services and veterans affairs, which is near and dear to my heart. Membership and the Freedom Fund. So, and like Jonicon was saying, the NAACP is really one of those things where it takes a village to get things done. That's why there's so many committees, because we do have a lot of things in our community that need to be accomplished. So just focusing on one, I'm just part of, you know, the full machine dealing with political affairs. And my position being this being a political year, an election year, is really just to get the word out, educate the community on, you know, what the issues are, who's running, and the different things like that. So just getting the word out, getting information out is huge no matter which committee you're in.
And you serve as advocates for civil rights in the black community.
Yes.
And one of your big outreaches that you do is voter registration. How does voter registration look in the community right now leading up to this 2018 election as you serve the Tri-City area?
I just want to share one thing, and I'll let Troy take it over, being the Political Action Committee Chair. One of the things that we found that going to the voter registrar's office is that there's 60,000 African-Americans in Solano County that's not registered to vote.
60,000.
That's not registered to vote, that's eligible to vote. So, Mr. Troy, job cut out for Troy.
Yeah, it is. Thank you. Yes, it's, well, and that's sort of indicative of any community. You take a small community like our Tri-Cities, but then you go to Oakland. And then you go ahead and multiply that 60,000 by five. You go to San Francisco, you multiply it by five. That's the situation that we're in right now. You ask about the sort of like the, what is it, the atmosphere, the climate of voting right now. It's horrible, to be honest, because we're not out there getting things done. We look at voting for our president and not seeing that things don't happen the way we want them. We get into that mindset of our vote doesn't count.
Right.
And that's the worst mindset to be in, considering the fact that, no, if we're voting for the president but not voting for our local DAs, we're not voting for our local city councilmen, yes, we do have a problem. We need to focus more locally with our vote. That's what really affects change in our communities. If we're looking for things to be having our president looking at them as, you know, quote-unquote, our big brother, no, nothing's going to get done. He has to deal with world issues, you know, a big blanket of issues. But on the day-to-day, You get out there and you vote for your city councilman. You vote for, if you don't like the way the police are treating us, go vote for your sheriffs, your DA, absolutely, your judges. Those sort of things actually affect your life day to day. Mm-hmm. That's what we need to be out there voting for. And that's what we're out there, you know, we have several different campaigns right now that are going to be set up going out into the communities, not just getting people registered to vote, but educating them mm-hmm. on the different issues, who's running, what, you know, and not telling them who you should vote for. We're not
right,
about that.
Right.
We want people just to be educated. You know, an educated mind is a dangerous mind.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And we want more dangerous minds out there. We want people actually saying, hey, you know, who are you voting for? Not just who you're, but why are you voting for them?
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of our pushes this year.
And then one of the other things is that we're modeling what happened in Alabama in December. And we formed a coalition with a couple other organizations in the community, one yeah. being BWAPA, which stands for Black Women Organized Political Action. Uh-huh. And then the other one is the National Council of Negro Women and the Vallejo NAACP. And, of course, us. We're all linking together, and we're planning on doing a massive voter registration drive, not only to get the individuals registered, but also to get them to the polls.
Uh-huh.
And,
yeah.
And what is it, June? And then also in November.
Uh-huh.
So we're using the model. It worked in Alabama. And so we're using the model. The NAACP in Alabama was actually the spearhead of the design of what made Alabama work. And then it was the sisters, African-American sisters, that, you know, that made change.
Uh-huh.
And so we're not going to reinvent the wheel. They gave us their blueprint, and we're just going to run with it.
I'm curious what that actual model looks like physically. I mean, the voter registration, getting out into the streets and getting people registered and feeling confident about register, that it's they're not just getting on some registrar where their big brother is watching, and then educating them about local issues and local people that will represent, but then also getting them to the polls. I mean, you have literally buses picking people up, security
yeah.
to make people feel safe. What does that model physically look like, and how would it look in the Tri-City area?
Well, the great part about that is that it's very simple. It's not people will... That's a huge task. Yes, it is. But getting it done just means what you said. Just getting out there. We're going to have teams of people out there going door. We have campaigns where we're sitting out at the mall. We're sitting out at Solano Community College. We're sitting out, you know, wherever we can. And plus, we're going door to door. If you really want to do the numbers,
yeah.
like I said, it's 60,000 in
Solano.
In Solano, in our Tri-City
mm-hmm.
for our branch.
Solano County.
Solano
right.
County. Mm-hmm. But... Go to Contra Costa County.
Mm-hmm.
Go to Alameda County.
Mm-hmm.
Those numbers, where you have a larger Black population, those numbers get magnified. You know, like I said, you take that 60,000, it's easy to throw in another right. 60 for Oakland, for just the city of Oakland. I can say there's 100,000, 80,000, 80 to 100,000 people who are eligible to be registered to vote who aren't, and who should be voting mm-hmm. but aren't. And it's just because they're not being educated.
Mm-hmm. And then the other part of the education is the myth about if you have a criminal record, you can't vote. Mm-hmm. That's a big miseducation.
Yes.
As long as you're not on parole, then you can't vote.
Yes.
So another piece of the
but even for that, I'm sorry, but even for that, make sure you go and make sure you get that clarified.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has a smartphone. Get mm-hmm. on your smartphone and mm-hmm. figure out, type in your name, see if you can be registered to vote. It's just that simple. It's not hard, you know. It's
yeah.
just that simple. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, and one of the other things about the game plan or the blueprint is that, you know, partnering with the churches, the local churches, mm-hmm. Organized religious groups, the majority of them have vans, you know, using the vans to go ahead and pick individuals up on the election day and
yeah.
taking them out to their polls. You know,
mm-hmm.
the elders, taking them out to the polls, getting them out their house and taking them to the polls.
Yeah.
Every event, everywhere that we go, we bring voter registration cards.
Mm-hmm.
Again, like Troy was saying, sitting at the mall. And then also the other piece of it was also having, you know, the Hispanic, you know, community, making sure that we have translators, you know, that we have information, even just a cheat sheet to where, you know, the things are translated for
mm-hmm.
us. If we do come across someone, I said, for example, Troy and I are somewhere and we meet someone that may have language barriers, you know, just hand them the cheat sheet and they can read off, you know. So yeah, there's it's like Troy said, it sounds hard, but it's really simple.
Really simple. Yeah. And you'll be amazed at why people actually don't vote, of what they go through, or why, you know, some people don't know where to vote.
Yeah.
You know, some people don't even know how to vote. We ran talking with Patrice of Buwapa. We were put together a side group, and we were talking, and people don't know that. How to fill out a registration form.
Mm-hmm.
Just simple little things that they just need to be shown.
Unfortunately, I think a lot of it might just literally be fear-based as well.
Oh, no, it is. Mm-hmm. It's that fear of that unknown. Mm-hmm. You know, well, I don't know how to do it, and I don't want to ask.
Mm-hmm.
They get that fear of wanting to ask somebody, hey, I don't know.
Yeah.
So, and one of the things that we're going to be doing is, on like Jonathan was saying, having people bust out, hey, we're going to come into your community, let you know where you can vote, when you can vote, you know.
And the different means and how you can vote. You can vote by mail.
Absentee ballots are huge, you know. Absentee ballots are huge, you know.
Yeah.
Just getting out there. Absentee votes are fine. I'd rather have people out there.
True that.
I just like that look.
You have a lot of constituents, if you will, or plausible constituents that are homebound.
Yes.
And they are still eligible to vote.
Still eligible to vote.
And perhaps not even registered.
Yeah.
We're talking with the president of the Tri-City NAACP, Jonathan George, and the political actions chair, Troy Finley. And we're taking a look at how the NAACP is serving the communities of Fairfield, Sassoon City, and Vacaville, and of course, partnering Baywide. So, of course, one of your main actions is to get people to register to vote. But how else can our KBLX family help support you?
Well, you can become a member if you live in a Tri-City area, which includes Fairfield, Sassoon City, and Vacaville. You can become a member. A lot of our work is done through membership, and it's also done through our standing committees. We mentioned the standing committees earlier, but one of the other things that you can do is sponsor one of our youth. One of the biggest drives for me, because the youth is dear to my heart, is to get as many youth as possible to join our youth council. One of the other ways we have, thinking of our legal redress committee, we need attorneys that can volunteer, work pro bono, and look at some of the cases that come across our desk, across my desk, and see how you can help. And again, I mentioned the 60,000 unregistered African-Americans in Solano County. When we put the boots on the ground and go knocking on doors, you know, you don't necessarily have to live in our area to do that, in our jurisdiction. Just come out.
Go to your local chapter. I mean, your local branch, You know, get involved. I mean, there's so much that you can do. Don't just write a check. Get your feet on the ground. Mm-hmm. Make something happen in your communities. There's so many things between Oakland, San Francisco, all over the place, that we can be doing something. The NAACP has done a lot of things, but there's so much more that we need to do, that we should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
But we can only do that if we have help from the community. And that's what Jonathan and I are doing. That's why we're doing, you know, doing this show. That's why we're out in the public, because people need to know that we are here, you know, and there is, like you said earlier, we're the oldest. Mm-hmm. We've been the
oldest
longest.
And the boldest.
The oldest and the boldest. We, you know, we're the biggest stick in the yard, so we might as well start using it.
That's right. Monitoring and, of course, advocating
Absolutely.
For equal opportunity in public and private sectors. I keep calling the NAACP, but I keep hearing you guys saying NACP.
It's a thing. Don't get me involved.
No, I saw,
talk to him about that one.
What should it be? Well, how do you?
Yes. Well, you know, it's the acronym. It's the acronym for the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. So the acronym is NAACP.
Uh-huh.
And then so recently, it's just been a whole thing. We all know it as NAACP. That's
right.
What we've always called it. And now coming from national, they want us to be correctly pronounced NAACP.
Okay. So. The NAACP serving Tri-City area,
yes.
Fairfield, Sassoon City, and Vacaville, and of course, serving nationwide.
Yes,
we absolutely. Just happened to have been talking to Jonathan George, president of Tri-City, and Troy Finley, political actions chair. Thank you for being here today, gentlemen.
Thank you for having us. Appreciate this was awesome opportunity.
Absolutely. The website is tricitynaacp.org, and that's tri-city, naacp.org. And if you want some more information, you know you can find it on our community page at kblx.com. Thank you to our producer, Carlos Garibe, for bringing this story to our attention this morning. I'm Sterling James. This is KBLX Cares. If you'd like to shine the light on your organization, or if you know somebody who's doing good in the hood and you think that they deserve the spotlight, please email me, sjames@kblx.com. And in the subject line, put KBLX Cares, because we do.